This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. I'm committed to finish up with Thumper and Jeff, but man, you've seen when they're arresting pastors in the UK and arresting teachers that won't use pronouns. Well, now thought crime, charity volunteer arrested and charged for silently praying near abortion facility in the UK. Absolutely over the top. Dems attempt to gaslight on border crisis by blaming Republicans. New Stanford guide says calling U.S. citizens American is harmful language. Musk asks Schiff if he approves state censorship, advocates a modern church commission to investigate FBI corruption. That shows Musk is really smart when he says that. It was the church commission in the late 70s that actually was the last time the government stood up to the deep state. We'll be covering it all. I'll probably come back and be on the war room with Owen. I got so much news to bring. But let's go to Thumper in Michigan. Go ahead, Thumper.
Hi, Alex. I've got a question for you. I was looking at Obamacare's Affordable Care Act, 2.3% medical excise tax on medical device manufacturers and importers on the sale of taxable medical devices. Section 4191 of the Internal Revenue Code imposes that tax. If the mRNA tech companies ended up paying any part of that tax, can we catch them in a loophole in court to prove it was a medical device through that tax?
Well, I don't know. That's a great idea to look into things like that. It is a medical device. It's not a vaccine. It's listed as a medical device. That's a great point.
Right. And so if we can, or did they do that, impose that to knock out smaller companies so they could take a bigger share of that market coming in. My other comment is we need to keep pushing ahead on the people that watch all the CNNs and all the different media, that they were the person they put the hit on with this vaccine. Why were they pushing it so much in that in those jobs? Usually the police, the firemen, the teachers, they're all pension owners, and the pensions are the next thing to need.
Well, that's
to
right.
Out.
They want to call the old people to not pay the pensions.
Right, and so they're going to need a bailout, but why did they push all this dangerous tech, and that might make them sick? And then
because they want to get rid of them. They want to euthanize them. You answered your own question. Incredible caller. Thank you, Thumper. Jeff in FEMA Region 4, you're on the air before our special guest from Australia takes over.
Sounds very good, Alex. First and foremost, everybody in the world is about to change the calendar and celebrate all of that, not knowing really what they're doing because of the life of one man who's God in the flesh who came and is coming again shortly. Looking at, all of these things are related to one thing that it really boils down to that we should all know from, should have known a long, long time ago. This is all in accordance with who our Creator is, right? And who and where and from whence do we derive our rights? And the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution are predicated and based upon annotated organic law, which is called the Declaration of Independence, correct?
Absolutely. It's the kickoff. It's the whole reason.
Well, and there's a lot of arguments about whether or not that's, whether it's active law, positive law, or negative law, right? But states are not welcome into the Union unless their laws and they swear allegiance to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and won't violate them. So when we talk about legally and lawfully resisting this evil that's here and is going to start slaughtering and imprisoning a lot of people, we need to know that resisting in accordance with the Declaration of Independence is legal and lawful.
No, it is. And the French call it force majeure or force de jure. I mean, really, possession is nine-tenths of the law. If we roll over, they believe, the globalists believe, that they are allowed to do this.
Divine right.
That's
by
right.
The fact that we don't resist.
Well, that's right. Under our republic, we're the kings and God is God. God is the ultimate king. If you don't make God the king, you make the state king, and they reserve that power to themselves.
Right, and they say as long as we don't put up a resistance, then we're giving them permission.
That is the international, global, interdimensional law. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for the call. All right, she's coming up for the balance of the hour. I got a little special video for you to start first. with host Maria Z of Z Media, straight ahead. Remember, Australia's the front lines of the fight. She's got a lot to say. And then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes at InfoWars.com/show. Share those coordinates.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murder stone. There were giant death factories keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these stones. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They're green and they're skin. And they run around screaming. We look safe. We want to eat babies. I have them on video.
I love babies. I'm here.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just speak. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points.
Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, reporting to you from the testing ground of the New World Order in Australia. I have some bombshell stuff for you today, let me tell you. We've got the WHO angling to erase your human rights and dignity. They've released some disgusting propaganda calling you anti-vaxxers and terrorists. The Vienna Vax campaign that shows people being captured and taken to be forcefully injected. And I want to show you some bombshell findings of nanotech in the injections. A previous caller was just bringing that up. You're not going to believe what we found with researchers Shimon Janowitz and Matt Taylor, who are doing this as an international effort with an Australian doctor, Dr. Nixon. My interview with him is up on band.video, where you can actually see robotic arms forming when this stuff is exposed to 5G or, you know, even 4G. It's absolutely unbelievable. Then I want to talk about what's happening in Australia, because it's coming for you. And then in the second half of the hour, we're going to take some calls, because I want to talk to people about all of this nanotech that's being found all over the world. We know that it's being found. Lakinta Kalumna have spoken about this. Many other researchers, whistleblowers have come forth and said something is going on. And we know that there are inconsistencies in the batches as well. And so I really want to show people some of the footage that's come out of this. I've sent the team a picture of what looks like a fiber optic cable. You're not going to believe this when you see it, when the team bring it up on the screen. This is after months of Dr. David Nixon from Australia actually analyzing this stuff and exposing it to a modem, a router, and watching it form under a microscope. Now, what we've been told is that these formations under the microscope, have a look at this, it's frayed on the side, on the right-hand side of your screen there. It actually looks like a cable, like a frayed cable. And when Shimon Janowitz, who's actually an electrical engineer, asked me, what does this look like to you, Maria? I said a frayed cable. He said, not just any cable, it looks like a fiber optic cable. What's happening is that this is not showing up immediately under the microscope. It takes time. And these things are over months forming into these complex structures. In some instances, they even look like cities, like little cities that are forming from the vials. This is happening with Pfizer. It's happening with Moderna. My understanding is it has happened with J&J, and it's also happening with AstraZeneca. But the most that we've seen is from Pfizer and Moderna, and it's not every batch. I saw an analysis recently on a popular podcast. I have huge respect for anyone that is analyzing this at the moment. But they analyzed 100 vials, and they said, no, there's no graphene oxide in these vials. Well, okay, we know from Team Enigma whistleblowers that came forth, and Dr. Mike Eden spoke about this as well, even in an interview with me. And he said that not all the batches are the same. In fact, 5% of the batches are responsible for most of the deaths. And that's according to the VAERS system. So they've gone and analyzed this and said, well, we can see the contaminants across the batches are varied. And, you know, some batches have more, some batches have less. And you can actually see a pattern where the government would have known that one particular batch is causing death. And then they've gone and they've sent it elsewhere to cause more death. I mean, this is a pre-planned murder, people. This is the government looking at this data, because it's regularly available for citizens to you know, analyze themselves. You can go to, I think it's howbadismybatch.com or .org or howbad.com, and you can see this for yourself. Just by looking at VAERS, Open VAERS, you can analyze this. And of course, based on those inconsistencies, number one, Dr. Yeadon said to me, if there's anything that Pfizer do well, it's mass production of products. So there's no way that they've got all these batches with different contaminants and they don't know about it. It's just not possible. It doesn't matter how rushed it was. Pfizer specialize in mass production of products and consistency in that mass production. So this is premeditated murder. This is premeditated to cause disability destruction. But the contaminants in these shots are varied. So one batch may have graphene oxide, another batch may not. But it is undeniable that some of these batches are responding to what is happening under, when they're exposed to a router. If the team can bring up, before we go to break, the video nanotech, I want to talk people through what's actually happening in this video, because you can see it. So right now it's fully formed. But from the beginning, this is after it's been taken out of a Faraday cage, and it actually shrunk And then once it was exposed to a router, it started to form again. Now, people have said this could be cholesterol crystals or salt crystals. Salt and cholesterol crystals do not form just by being exposed to a router, nor do they then unform or shrink when you remove the router or when you put them in a Faraday cage. The key here for anyone that's doing this analysis is you must look at how this stuff is responding to EMF. You must look at how does it respond to 5G, 4G. Nanotechnology is an area that many people that are trained in the pharmaceutical industry would never have explored. They probably haven't explored the quantum physics realm to know how this is actually, because what Dr. Anna Mahaita, she's fantastic researching along with Dr. David Nixon. I've also interviewed her. She says this stuff is disappearing and reappearing, and it seems it can be programmed from afar to do so. I mean, this is Twilight Zone stuff, guys, but it is happening. We're going to talk more on that and the WHO right after this short break. I'll see you soon. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many of you would have seen Greg Reese's short video that he did on the nanotechnology, the structures that are forming inside of people. People, this phenomenon of people seemingly looking over their right or their left shoulder and then looking terrified and dropping in this fit on the ground. And it's happening more and more all over the world, along with this phenomenon of people dying suddenly, dropping suddenly. And this is an explosion that we are witnessing before our very eyes. I wish people listened. It's not an I told you so. It's never an I told you so. But it's, and I wish you listened. And please, will you listen now before, you know, everyone turns into cyborgs, which is what they're trying to do with this nanotechnology. And again, I argue that those who have been working within the pharmaceutical industry, many doctors who have been heroes throughout this entire 2 years speaking out against these injections, I commend their efforts. But I would argue that they don't really understand quantum physics because it's not their area of expertise, nor do they understand nanotechnology because it's not something that they have actually used in treating their patients. And again, salt crystals and cholesterol crystals, they don't shrink back and then reappear and then shrink back when they're exposed to a Wi-Fi router. That's not how this works. So we're clearly seeing mounting evidence that this stuff under the microscope is responding to 4G, 5G, and God only knows what will happen when we start talking about 6G and 7G. I mean, this is, like I said, Twilight Zone stuff, guys. They are trying to turn us into living, walking cyborgs. And I just want to encourage that people continue the scientific discovery. You know, we've had scientific debate shut down for 2-3 years now. We need to continue the scientific debate and not completely just shut down the idea that this could be happening to people. We need more analysis, and it needs to be more than just a few minutes under a microscope. We need to look at how this is responding to Wi-Fi signals, 4G, 5G. So I really encourage people to continue doing that around the world, and please present us with your findings. Get in touch with me through my website, the contact form. I want to know more. I'm going to take some calls a bit later on in the show, in the hour, on this topic, but I want to go into something shocking that has come out this week. This should be the biggest news in the world, but it isn't, because the WHO have been meeting in secret. You would recall that they were talking about their treaty or the amendments to the international health regulations initiated by Joe Biden some months ago, and then we got this hashtag Stop the Treaty trending on Twitter. It went worldwide. A team in the UK challenged it, and they actually put a stop to the treaty at that time, or a stop to the IHR amendments. So what the World Health Organization has been doing since is meeting in secret, of course. Them and your unelected, selected officials have been meeting in secret to negotiate the amendments to the international health regulations. Now, they are taking several paths, and they're, you know, branding it as different things in their media releases. For example, you've got the pandemic treaty, you've got WHO CA plus, and the IHR amendments. But here is the most alarming thing that they have written into these amendments, into Article 3 of the international health regulations, which, by the way, are legally binding. Your country has elected that they will sign up to these legally binding regulations on your behalf, and there are financial sanctions and punishments, says the WHO, for those that don't comply, for countries that don't comply in the future. They are seeking total global control through a medical dictatorship. And listen to what they've written. In Article 3, it used to say, the implementation of these regulations shall be, and the WHO and those that have been negotiating this in secret took a line
and struck through the following text. With full respect for the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of persons. That means we're going to go ahead with our treaty, and we don't care about your dignity. We don't care about your human rights. We don't care about your fundamental freedoms. In fact, we value them so little, peasant, that we're going to cross a line straight through your dignity, your human rights, and your fundamental freedoms. Literally telling you, we think of you as ants. We think so little of you that we're going to cross it out. Unbelievable. I've sent a video to the team of some WHO propaganda, if they can bring that up.
Science aggression has now become a major killing force globally. During the COVID pandemic in the United States, 200,000 Americans needlessly lost their lives because they refused a COVID vaccine, even after vaccines became widely available. And now the anti-vaccine activism is expanding across the world, even into low and middle income countries. It's a killing force. Anti-science now kills more people than things like gun violence, global terrorism, nuclear proliferation or cyber attacks, and now it's become a political movement. In the U.S., it's linked to far extremism on the far right, same in Germany. So this is a new face of anti-science aggression, and so we need political solutions to address this.
Anti-science aggression, that's a new term we haven't heard before. Anti-science aggression. So let me paint this picture really clearly for everyone. They're now saying that anyone who's anti-vax, which is, you know, the label that they're sticking with, is a major killing force globally. They're calling anyone who dare withstand a medical experiment a killing force. This is very, very dangerous and deliberate language that they are painting people with. And granted, this is propaganda, and they wouldn't have to release this propaganda if they weren't on their last legs. I do believe they are. But they are starting to show their true colors. We're deleting your human rights. We're deleting your dignity. We're deleting your fundamental freedoms. And now we're comparing you to global terrorists. This is literally what they're saying. Anyone who disagrees with us is being labeled a global terrorist. In fact, they're saying you're responsible for more deaths than global terrorists. These people are insane, they're sick, they're satanic, and they need to be stopped. 200,000 Americans needlessly lost their lives because they refused a COVID vaccine. Really? How many lost their lives because of the vaccine? How many people have lost their lives because of pharmaceutical poison? How many people continue to lose their lives because they're making us sick through our food, through our water, through the skies? But we won't talk about that. We'll just turn this around on anyone who dares to ask a question, call them a killing force, and compare them to global terrorists. Can you believe the nerve of these people? To compare you, a peaceful individual that's standing for your rights, standing for your medical freedom, standing for your right to not participate in a medical experiment, a Joseph Mengele Frankenstein shot experiment, and calling you a killing force for wanting to preserve your life. It is unbelievable. Anti-science kills more people than things like gun violence, global terrorism, and nuclear proliferation or cyber attacks. And they've linked it, of course, to far-right extremism on the far right. We'll continue right on the other side of this break.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find thousands 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
By how little intelligence these globalists think that we all have. And I'm so insulted by how they think they can just keep labeling us as something that we are just not. And the reality is, here's the reality, right? This is for Bill Gates. This is for Schwab. This is for BlackRock, the Rockefeller. This is for all of you, right? The fact that you have to go to this level of propaganda just proves how weak you are. You are weak. You are pathetic. To have to go and label people as extremists and worse than terrorists because they don't want your death shot, that just shows weakness. Maybe you need to come up with some better tactics, because what this shows is that the masses are waking up and they are on their last legs, having to fight for dear life with pathetic propaganda. I want to show this video that's just come out of Vienna, and we're going to take some calls about the nanotech and some of these tactics in the next segment. But check out this video. It's an official vaccine campaign that's come out of Vienna showing a girl being kidnapped to go be forcefully injected.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Just absolutely unbelievable. For the radio listeners, it's a young teenager. She gets into a taxi. The taxi driver is dressed as a vaccine. And then she's shocked and she's trying to get out of the taxi, and she's locked in and being taken by force. Now, it's done in a really, you know, cute way with a cute accompanying song. But that is how they're painting the future to be. You don't have a choice. You need to get our products. You need to be injected, you know, boosted to your eyeballs till it's coming out of your pores. And the people more and more are saying no. You know, Bill Gates himself admits, oh, I don't know, the vaccine, childhood vaccine rates have dropped so much. It's a shame if it was due to all those conspiracy theories. Yeah, it is due to the people that keep bringing the truth, not conspiracy theorists, conspiracy realists who are reporting and exposing your evil global satanic agenda, you disgusting piece of scum. And that is what they are. But, you know, you can see where they're angling with all of this. You can see where they're going with this treaty. You know, some of the language, I told you what they crossed out from Article 3 in the international health regulations. I want to bring up what they've actually replaced it with. So, again, it used to say the implementation of these regulations shall be with full respect for the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of persons. They've now changed that to based on the principles of equity, inclusivity, coherence, and in accordance with their common but differentiated responsibilities of the state parties, taking into consideration their social and economic development. So essentially what they're doing here is rewriting social laws. You know, I've spoken about this so many times. These people understand the power of words, and they're trying to change the definition of words. Owen's spoken about this. Alex has spoken about this. It's about, again, we've referenced 1984 so much. But it is, you know, the unwords, the words that you're not allowed to say anymore. Here's your new dictionary. Like they did now in Canada, I saw a video. If you search the term psychosis from a Canadian search engine, it actually, you know, tells you it's a mental illness. And then the example that it gives you is someone who thinks that their government is trying to harm them. I mean, when was this? You know, the only example that we gave of psychosis, but no, that's in normal search engines now in Canada. It's absolutely unbelievable. And we know that they've said to the doctors in Canada or the psychiatrists, you know, if your patient's anti-vax, it's likely that they need to get on psychiatric medication. So you can see them squeezing tighter and tighter despite the fact that people are waking up, and they will continue to squeeze because people are waking up. So don't give up. Don't stop your efforts. But I'm getting off track here. So when they say that this is going to be based on the principles of equity, inclusivity, coherence, and so on and so forth, what do they mean by equity? This is a financial term. Well, it essentially just means that you are nothing and all public health considerations will be made in accordance with their version of equity, what they call equity. So, again, my understanding is they're rewriting social laws, and they're also referencing the financial aspect, which is the International Monetary Fund. My understanding also, I may be wrong on the official figure, but Australia has pledged already about $10 billion into this global monetary fund. The IMF, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course, are involved because they're genocidal maniacs. The International Monetary Fund is where every country will be pooling their money for this global pandemic fund, and pharmaceutical funding will come from that fund. And so the way that they will cripple the nations is if you don't comply with whatever the World Health Organization does and says you need to do to manage an upcoming pandemic, not even an existing, an upcoming one, which I'll talk about in a second, your country's money that you've pledged into that fund gets seized, and therefore will also seize your ability to access other pharmaceuticals, which your country desperately needs. So we can't do that to the people. We can't put our people at risk. We have to comply with the WHO. It is literally paralyzing every single country by them signing up to this. And who of us asked for this? None of us asked for this. It is absolutely despicable. So I really encourage everyone, get onto your so-called elected officials. Flood them. This is the biggest news in the world right now. I mean, there's nothing bigger than the WHO literally deleting dignity from this agreement that they're meeting about in secret. And in relation to the preemptive testing, the preemptive injections, all of that. So they've announced a global pandemic center, and they've said that that will run out of Australia. This is why I keep hammering about Australia. I know the world doesn't know a lot of what's going on here, but you need to, because so much of what is happening is being tested here. So this global pandemic center is running out of Australia, and we've released a pandemic preparedness report. In this pandemic preparedness report, it says that everyone must submit to regular testing and surveillance in order to prevent future pandemics. And they also outline that those future pandemics, they tell us which ones they'll be. They've given us five. And they also say, which is, you know, one of them is a respiratory virus, of course, which is in line with the recent war game that they did on a catastrophic contagion. And they say, in order to prevent these, we need to do regular PCRs or whatever testing they want to do, DNA samples, you know, whatever they tell you next. And people need to be placed under surveillance perpetually. And at any point, this could change because of climate change. It's pathetic. It is such bad science, and anyone with, you know, a smidgen of a brain can see it. But what they're doing now to condition us for this is they've just proposed that all Australian students before in the new year will need to undergo regular testing to prove they're not sick in order to go to school. They're testing it on the children first. And it's still in the proposal stage, but again, it's in the pandemic preparedness plan. So this is what they're doing. Parents need to stand up against this. The whole world needs to stand against these IHR amendments. It cannot be allowed to continue. And I know people say the government's compromised, this, that, the other. Okay, give them something to do. If you flood them in millions with phone calls, with texts, with emails, maybe not texts, you don't have their direct numbers, but, you know, with emails, turn up at their offices, demand that we exit the WHO. The whole world needs to do this right now. It's top priority, in my opinion. We're going to take some calls about the nanotech. I really want to hear from people and what their thoughts are in the next segment. The number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I really want to hear from people about their experience with the nanotechnology inside the injections, what their thoughts are, if you found anything new that the world needs to be aware of, and this news about the WHO.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Callers, I'm going to do my best to get through all your calls, so I'm just asking whoever's online, please keep it short and sweet to get through as many people as we can. This is a really, really hot topic. Andrew in New York, you're on the air.
10-4-17-36 worldwide. Hopefully you get rid of Morrison in Australia and Ardern in New Zealand. But
we have Albanese now, Andrew. He's even worse. Do go on.
Okay. But mRNA, I think, like, one of the big problems is the spike protein that keeps, like, reproducing in the blood. And they were showing, like, the coroners were having these big, like, stringy, like, tubes, like, throughout people's, like, bodies that no one has ever seen before. And so it's, like, basically just producing, like, vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy bioweapon, I would call it. But
yes, absolutely. And the long stringy clots that you're talking about, it's so crucial that people investigate that more, because what we're finding, Andrew, and for everyone listening, is the technology or these structures are appearing and disappearing. So even if a person potentially appears healthy right now, maybe with exposure to EMF, they won't appear healthy later on. So, you know, it's a crucial topic. You're so right.
Yeah, and they're definitely planning it. Like, they have the Event 201 and all these tabletop exercises and stuff. And even COVID-19, it stands for a Certificate of Vaccination ID.
Oh, we know that absolutely. The whole goal is to get everyone hooked up to digital ID, eventually leading to the mark of the beast. You're on it, Andrew. You're a smart man. Thank you so much for your call. We'll go to Jordan in New Jersey.
Hi, Maria. I just want to commend you for your courage in the eye of the storm there and really being a front line out there. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I wanted to alert everybody. I call in quite often. I was a former pharmaceutical rep for about 10 years in R&D, vaccine development. And in February of 2021, my wife took the Moderna shot, had strange neurological side effects. And I went and I left the field, and then I started pulling together research. I called InfoWars. They urged me to make a website. That website's been up now for quite some time. I offer it to you as a resource, as well as everybody else. It's peer-reviewed literature of these people, these psychopaths, of these mad scientists. It can be reached at www.coronized.com, which is C-O-R-O-N-A-I-Z-E-D. And you can find hundreds of these people's papers. All of this is true. It's completely verifiable through scientific evidence. I've done recently a podcast on the Powder Monkey podcast called Coronaized. And I also have a BitChute page. And I urge everybody to become very aware of what's happening, because this is the real plan. The plan is what Klaus Schwab said in Harari, which is to have recording of all molecular information in human beings. And not only that, but access to neurons. And a very important feature of this that everybody's forgetting about is a person named Charles M. Lieber, okay, who developed nanowire technology and something called injectable electronics. And these so-called clots that are being brought out by these coroners and so forth are not clots. These are organoids and or 3D cyborg tissue, which has been developed by the likes of Charles Lieber and all his adherents, many of whom are Chinese nationals. And this has to tie in with his whole arrest and everything else.
Everything you're saying is true, Jordan. Can you just one more time repeat the website for everyone?
www.coronaized.com.
Thank you so much, Jordan. I encourage everyone to do some more research on that. That's awesome. Can we go to Seth in Pennsylvania? Seth, you're on the air.
Hello, Maria. Hey, I just want to tell you, follow you on Rumble. I love what you're doing. Thank you so much. You're doing a great service to the world.
Appreciate your call, Seth. Talk to us about the nanotech.
Okay, so I obtained a Pfizer jab, and it has the lot number and everything like that. I examined that over the last year. I did some of the testing next to the Wi-Fi tower, pulling it away, heating it up slightly on the stove, noticed several different things. I have tons of imagery. I would love to get to your team. I've also been collecting geoengineering. When they're spraying heavy here, I've been putting out dry slides and been finding very similar things. I found self-assembling thread. I found crystalline structure, bimetallic nanostructures. And you can go to NIH.gov and, you know, type these things on, bimetallic nanocrystals. I've referenced all of the stuff that I've seen on NIH. You know, I think this goes along with the National Nanotechnology Initiative Plan signed by Biden in October 2021. It's in the food. They're putting it in the supplements, silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide. We really need to check the ingredients of, you know, anything that you're putting into your body. But, I mean, you can't help it.
You're absolutely right, Seth. What I'd ask you to do, because I am reporting on this often, you know, head to zmedia.com. There's a contact form there. You know, if you find anything that's really damning, we want to see it on Share a Story. You know, we try to get back to absolutely everyone that we can. As you can imagine, we get so many emails. But this particular topic is something that I am focusing on because we need to get to the bottom of it. Really appreciate your call, Seth. I want to go to Johnny in Denmark. That's a call from Europe. Hello, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Maria. Thanks for doing a great job. I see this is a perfect evil storm of the way I like to think about it is double D, double P, and double T. Double D being dumbing down, as in a deliberate dumbing down of the world. double P being predictive programming and double T being totalitarian tiptoe. And, I mean, this idea that depopulation has been around for a long while, it goes back at least as far as 1790, with Javaria Ortez, O-R-T-E-S, having written a book and wanting, and he was the originator of the expression, carrying capacity of the earth, and his was 1 billion, and it's just been going down steadily. And there was a book written, "The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America," but it's gone worldwide and earned the InfoWars quarter at the beginning of the COVID-19 nonsense, said that it was 9/11 worldwide, which it really was. And people look, you know, for example, a little bit back to,
Johnny, I'm going to pause you because I've got a whole list of people calling specifically about the nanotechnology. Everything you're saying is right. This is pre-planned. This is depop. The World Economic Forum just released some propaganda about the fact that they predict that 500 million people will be plugged into the metaverse by 2030. You'd think that the metaverse would have a much bigger uptake than half a billion people. So my view is that they predict that the world population will be much smaller by then. But I really want to focus on the nanotech today. Thank you so much, Johnny, for your call. We'll go to Jaden in Texas about gene editing.
Hi, Maria. Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. So I just want to tell you something real quick because I know you're in a hurry. What the guy at a couple of callers ago was talking about is actually very important. It's called optogenetics. And especially today, your viewers need to watch out for blue light. Optogenetics is a neurological science that was discovered or rediscovered in 2015 by Carl Dutroth. And it's hard to believe this, but if they mutate your genome and then they shine blue, red, or yellow lights at you in a certain pattern that's blinking at hundreds and thousands of milliseconds or times per second, they can control your mind. They can control you through your neurons. I think that's what the guy was referring to originally. But like I said, I really need to emphasize blue light in particular. Your audience, if they have been vaccinated once, and especially if they've been vaccinated twice, then they absolutely need to avoid any form of blue light.
That's really, really great advice, Jaden, and you're right. In fact, that's why all of the smart cities have these sophisticated light systems, because they contribute to the mind control. I'll talk about this more in the future as well. Thanks for your call, Jaden. Rick, you've got about a minute left. Rick from Illinois.
Hi. Thanks to Merry Christmas, I want to say real quick. Also, I had a close family friend who had 3 vaccinations, and she died quickly after that, like two months after that. Her husband had to get up with her day and night after she had their 3rd vaccine. My mom had COVID, and a few months after, she developed triple negative breast cancer, and she's doing better now, but she went through chemo and all the other stuff. And I wanted to talk about some of the what I think is a giant experiment was the COVID vaccines. Are some have saline in them, some have lipid nanoparticles like you were talking about, and some have mRNA.
Rick, I'm so sorry to cut you off. We've got 10 seconds left. I'm so sorry to hear about your mum, but God bless you. I'm glad that she's doing better. This is an experiment. All of them are different. The batches are different, and we need more investigation into this nanotech. Thank you all for joining.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.